1%, it's a phrase with many meanings. If you're a 1%er, it means you probably enjoy caviar and some good champagne. A 1% improvement in some cases means almost nothing. But in the case of federal employee engagement, a 1% change means something's going on. And that's what happened in the most recent Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. For an interpretation, Tim McManus, Chief Operating Officer of the Partnership for Public Service. And Tim, this 1% uptick shows that that's a real change, isn't it?
So, Tom, absolutely. I think we've looked at the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey for several years now and have actually seen things kind of declining for a while. Last year, it started on the uptick, and again, we're seeing another uptick now. And from the Partnership for Public Services vantage point, that's actually a good thing, but it's actually come because agencies have actually put focus on it. It's not just happening because the environment has changed. Agencies and agency leaders are actually putting time and effort behind it.
Now, let's back up for a moment. That score, employee engagement, 65% it was this year. What is that a measure of? It's not 65% of the people say they feel engaged. It's a little bit more complex number than that.
It's actually a lot more complex number than that. It actually looks at a number of different factors around engagement and satisfaction. And some of that is based on, number one, it's a series of questions, a fairly lengthy series of questions that look at everything from that the employee feels like his or her work unit has the resources, has the staff that they need, what their own level of professional development opportunities that are provided to them and things of that sort actually are. And what all those things do when you add them up, if you look at them singularly, it might not mean a whole lot. When you put all of those things together, what it begins to do is paint a picture of if this, if that, and if A, B, and C, then D. And D is actually, you know, in this case, greater satisfaction, greater engagement by the federal workforce.
So if the average went up by 1%, that means some agencies probably did considerably better than that.
Actually, if you look across at the component level of agencies, so again, not just at the departmental level, but if you look below that, 123 components actually had percentage increases of 6% or more, which again, whenever you look at things where you're looking at an average across government, because of the size and scope of government in and of itself, you're going to see some agencies and some components with gains, some that actually fall backward. Again, I think what we're seeing is that those with the gains are beginning to be more the rule than the exception. And again, what we're seeing is those who are actually putting time and energy and resources to trying to figure out, one, Tom, what's really behind the numbers, and then two, once we figure out what's behind the numbers, how do you actually change that and put effort toward really improving? Those are the ones that you're actually beginning to see upticks in.
And we should note that Homeland Security went up by 3 points, and they're still very low on the scale, but they are way above where they were a year ago.
Still low overall, but as you said, Tom, they have increased. And again, I think if you're anyone who's actually followed any of the conversations on the Hill with Secretary Johnson and others from DHS about their low employee engagement scores in the past, I think they've put some time, they've put some effort, they've put some resources behind how do we try to do this. You've got to start somewhere. That's one of the key messages for all federal agencies is that you've got to start somewhere. And again, your satisfaction and your engagement scores aren't going to go up, nor are they necessarily going to go down if there aren't things in place that are actually drivers of that. And what the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey actually allows agency leaders to do is to begin to ask some additional questions about what's really driving those scores up or down. And part of that process, the partnership actually believes that starts with talking to employees and really, again, peeling back the layers of the onion. I'm hoping that agencies don't just look at their FEVS scores and say, we went up 3 points, we went up 6%, we're actually good on this category. Take the time to actually understand what drove those scores upward or downward, and then begin to have more substantial conversations and dialogue with employees across the entirety of the organization to figure out what some of those drivers and those markers actually really mean.
Tim McManus is Chief Operating Officer of the Partnership for Public Service. And earlier you said agencies concentrate on this and they have strategies for getting their engagement scores up, I guess as a way to be pursuant to their missions. What are some of the strategies and ways that agencies are going about it?
Yeah, I think some of it, and what we've seen in the past, in past years at least, from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, one of the greatest drivers of both employee satisfaction and employee engagement is leadership. And what that really means is that leaders are engaged, leaders are actually painting a vision for the mission of the organization and a vision for the organization, how individuals within the organization fit into that mission. In other words, kind of creating line of sight for them and really empowering them along the way. So I think one of the things that you see is a lot of agencies actually spending a good amount of time trying to look at how they better develop their leaders. And I think some of the executive order, even on the recent executive order on the senior executive service, actually speak to that. How do we look at the senior executive service, not just as technical leaders, but as really a leader, a cohort of leaders across government? That begins to engage those leaders in a very different way. As they're engaged in a very different way, their direct reports, their employees actually also are engaged and empowered in a very different way as well. So I think that's certainly one example. I think what you also see is agencies who are, and again, particularly at the top of the house, agency leadership trying to figure out how to connect more on a day-to-day basis with their employees. That may simply be walking through the offices a little bit more and finding time to have conversations, bringing people of similar occupations or of similar grade levels together for conversations about what's working and what's not working. Again, it's engaging in a new way with the employees to try to figure out what's really working and what's not working in this process.
And this really is internally driven and probably not so much by what might be in publicity or what might be in Congress, even though your agency might be criticized under hearings and so forth. But really, if the leadership is good, those external factors probably don't affect engagement that much, do they?
You know, I think we've seen, Tom, in the past that some of those external factors really do matter. So if you look at a few years back, you actually saw the scores across government decline. And again, I think we were at the height of kind of federal employee bashing at that point in time. Clearly, that actually has something to do with it. At the same time, though, Tom, in the partnership's best places to work in the federal government rankings, we also saw a number of agencies, even in that environment, either decrease not at the same to the same degree, or even in those same environments and same circumstances, actually increase their scores. And that really was the result of leadership zeroing in, focusing on this, and saying this really matters. And to that issue, why does satisfaction and engagement of your employees really matter? That's actually going to be the difference between employees feeling like they're part of the mission and being able to deliver on the mission and customer service to the American people, or them coming in and simply punching the clock.
Tim McManus as Chief Operating Officer for the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for that insight.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.